Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
I am.
The Sleepy Guy, and I'm Chuck Berry. And Don, you just got back from a great hunting trip, and things were successful. Where'd you guys go?
Alzada, Montana.
Just down the road.
Yeah, about 1,300. Well, and actually, that's 1,348 miles from Columbus.
Wow.
So it was a little further for
me. Doesn't count the drive from Blue Rock then, does it?
No, not really. Well, I had to go down to Chillicothe to pick up my friend that went with me. And so it was 2 hours to Chillicothe, and then it's back roads up to 70 to take off.
And you took a real vehicle this time, right?
Oh, I always take a real vehicle.
Well, I mean, you went to Alaska on your Harley, so.
Yeah, well, no, I took the Jeep this time.
I was wondering.
It's hard packing back all that stuff on a Harley, so.
Yeah, I understand. So, got there. You said the outfitter was amazing.
Yeah, and all the information that I had is out on the seat of my car.
Okay.
But
you mean you forgot
that.
Something?
Yeah.
Well, that's good because I did too.
Yeah. But yeah, the outfitter, you couldn't ask for a better place. The Esther and Mike Watkins is just the nicest people you'd ever want to stay and meet. The lodge was just fantastic. And Esther is one heck of a cook, I can tell you that.
Good deal.
Oh, and we had shrimp kebabs one night.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the stuff that your wife normally says, nah, we're not having that tonight.
Yeah, oh, the wife don't eat
none of that
seafood.
So
yeah. Anyways. Yeah, but we had pork roast and everything. Oh, yeah, she put the feed bag on real well.
So what's to be expected in a good day? Because I know you guys do a good bit of scouting and walking. And
yeah, basically you take off. We had one guide for me and Dave Muckler, and we just took off and drove until we kind of saw a good spot, and we'd get out and glass, and once we see what we want, we start stalking it. We started stalking mine at about, I'm going to say, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we were loading it in the truck at 11:30.
Wow.
It took us 2.5 hours to stalk it, going down through all the little swales and popping your head up just a wee little bit to glass, make sure they're still there, because sometimes you get there where you think you're going to be.
And you're not there yet.
And they took off.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, wow. Got to make sure the wind's, you know, always in your face so they don't smell you. We came up real close to them, and I touched off, and it dropped.
Good deal. Good deal. Pictures this time, or did you get some good photos?
Well, the guide took the photos, and he was supposed to email them to me today.
Well, I'll tell you what, when he gets those to you, then we'll put one on the website and let folks see what's going on from there.
And what's the amazing thing is when we first went out to the farm, of course, it's a wide open expanse out there. The ranches out there are huge. And we took off, and we pulled in through where the corral's at, and shut the gate, and there's one standing broadside there. We take off and go up through the fields, you know, and we see mine, and we go after it. After we shoot it and everything, and field dress it, tag it, field dress it, put it in the truck, hike back to the truck. That is, it took a mile hike back to the truck to get to the truck to go to the antelope. And once we got that all loaded up and stuff, we went down. This one's still standing in the field broadside. So he left, went and ate lunch, came back, and he's still standing there. And that's the one Doc got. He said he must have wanted to die because when we was leaving, it kind of charged the truck.
And it's
okay, you must want to die. So he obliged him.
He obliged him.
Yeah, it was a nice one.
Beautiful country out there. You just not able to describe it to folks, are you?
Well, the one thing I can say is when they say a ribbon of road, you can look and see 20 miles of interstate or highway,
right,
and it just keeps going,
right,
and you don't seem like you're going anywhere,
right,
even though the speed limit in South Dakota is 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
It don't seem like you're going anywhere.
That's running.
Yeah.
So that means people are probably doing 85 or 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one thing, when we went to the meat processor, we turned down this dirt road, and the speed limit is 55.
On a dirt road.
On a dirt road.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you guys had fun.
We did. We did. And, like I said, we both tagged out the first day.
Now, how did you get hooked up with this outfitter?
Well, basically, I got an email from the NRA. This was an NRA-sponsored big game hunt.
Okay.
And I hurried up and forwarded it to the doc, and he said he was interested, so we hurried up and got in because they only take 8 people, and
wow.
That's it. So we hurried up and got in on that, and we're already making plans of going back next year.
There you go. There you go. You know, a little bit of preparation, wasn't there, for this trip?
There was. I loaded up some ammunition and tailor-made it for my 270, and I got to say that that's one heck of a cartridge.
Gotcha.
And they also tell you to make sure you get leather gloves and knee pads because there's all these little cactus plants down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say cactus and you see the big saguaros and all that stuff. No, these are little things that are in the grass.
They're about the size of a 50-cent piece, and they'll find you real quick.
Yeah, and they eat you real quick. Yeah. So
we had to deal with that a little bit, javelina hunting down in Texas one time, and you just kind of put your hand down. Next thing you get, you know, you're stuck pretty good.
Get the point?
Yeah, got to the point, that's for sure. So, you know, great opportunity for you, and you sure deserve it, buddy. I mean, that's probably going to top your buffalo hunt, huh?
No.
No, buffalo hunt was the awesome thing, wasn't it?
Well, buffalo hunt was a shorter shot, and this was a longer range, and but the animal's completely different.
Right. Good deal. So what was the yardage? I know you guys scoped and glassed a little bit.
When we first saw the herd that we were looking at, I'm going to say it was probably, they were probably at least, a mile away.
Wow.
And we worked our way down to them. So,
good deal.
And what makes it more interesting is there's cattle in these fields too. So you got to deal with the cattle because the cattle can run and spook them and get them out of there. So you had to kind of weasel in between the cattle. it's interesting.
Not just a hunt, an adventure.
Yeah, well, it was. It was fun.
Well, sounds
I had
like
to work for it. And you know what? It's a lot more fun when you work for it than when it's just like shooting fish in a barrel.
Now, I can go pheasant hunting almost all day. You know what I mean? But walking 3 laps at the mall, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the adrenaline kind of kicks in on a deal like this, and you just forget exhaustion and everything, don't you?
Well, to a certain degree.
Till the next day, is that right?
Yeah. It kind of got, the walk back to the truck was the worst part. So, and I kid you not, it was a mile back to the truck. Long walk.
That's a nice walk. Well, folks, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the folks from the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. I hope I said that right. Sounds right. And I think you're going to be surprised what some of the stuff they do and what all they cover. And we're here again, Don, to learn something.
Yeah. And if anybody has any questions, make sure you call in our phone number.
Feel free to give us a call at 740-891-9103. That's 740-891-9103. We're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.